Man, let's just lift our voices. Maybe someone wants to pray, someone wants to read a scripture, someone has a testimony of how Jesus is this amazing God that you belong to.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, I just thank you so much that you are the one and only God, Lord. Lord, I thank you for this day because it's by your grace that I'm alive and well. Lord, you are worthy of all praise. You are worthy, Lord. Lord, I bow down before you this morning and say, you are great, you are glorious, you are loving, you are kind. Lord, your love never ends. Your love overflows, Lord, into every area of our lives. And I thank you for that. Lord, you are mindful of small things, even big things. Lord, I come this morning to worship you, Lord. Thank you so much for the privilege that I have to come and worship you. Amen.
I just want to thank God for his goodness. I hope you remember I had shared that, pray for me, you know, that I get pregnant. We were planning to have a baby. So I was pregnant. I was pregnant for a month. But 2 Sundays back, I had a miscarriage. So it was a Sunday when we were going to the hospital. Colin and Nawaz are aware. I could not testify after that because the Sunday after that I was, I had logged in, but we had so much of network issues that I couldn't do anything. I couldn't unmute, couldn't do anything. Last Sunday I had, my mommy and all had come over, my mommy and my aunties, just to look after me and all of that. So I couldn't attend the service. So I said, let me testify today. In Psalms 17, it says, 17 verse 7 and 8, I would like to read. It says, show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand, O you who save those who trust in you from those who rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. What I experienced is this, that God kept me as the apple of his eye. Even in those times when I was going through a lot of bleeding and we had to rush to the hospital, Saturday, the whole night, I almost the whole night I kept bleeding. All of you know how Brian and I would love to cherish this baby. There was that fear that I'm losing it. But in all of that, I could experience God's love and peace. Sometimes it hurts. Why did something like that happen? But I want to say that God is in control. He's the sovereign Lord. He knows what is best. And I know that just as Job was restored, I would be restored. So I just want to encourage all those also who may have gone through a loss like that, a similar way. God has his ways, and I also experienced a different love from Brian as a husband. I saw a different husband that day, and you know, those few days that he was with me, maybe God wanted me to experience that. So I just want to give thanks to God, because in everything he has his own ways, he has his own experience. And one thing, if he says I'm the apple of his eye, nothing changes that. So I want to give him thanks for that, and I want to thank you all because. And another thing is, I told you all that I had diabetes. My diabetes is gone completely. I am not a diabetic anymore. Yes, we took a lot of care. Yesterday, Colin was asking me, how did that happen? Yes, we did take a lot of care, diet, and I kept checking my diabetes. But I believe it's only my God who took it away. It's not the diet, it's nothing, it's just my God. So I want to thank you all for praying for me. And above all, there can be none like Jesus. None like Jesus. I want to praise him.
Amen. 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 I just want to say that, you know, Michelle, wonderful, wonderful testimony. You know, it's It's good and it's easy to testify when something good happens to us, isn't it? I got a promotion, I was healed, and those are wonderful testimonies, and we thank God for those. But to testify to God's goodness and faithfulness in the midst of when something goes wrong, wow, that is precious. You see, because you have fair weather Christians who will hold on to God in good times. And when something bad happens, they say, God, where are you? You know, and their faith just sinks like an ice cube on a hot summer day, you know. But Michelle, well done. You know, you have given glory to God in the midst of losing, you know, a baby in that sense. And praise God. And that is precious that you're saying you're holding on to Jesus. You don't understand everything. It is painful, but you're giving God the glory like Job did. Wonderful. Excellent. Well done. And we need to see more testimonies of that, where we're saying, Lord, I can't understand what's happening, but I'm holding on to you and I'm trusting you because you are good. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a testimony to share of God's goodness. So basically, as you all know, I was searching for a job, desired job. So basically, I got a job in Feb, but that was not of what I was seeking for and what I wanted to pursue as my career. So I was praying and I was applying for different jobs, but I had the desire to get a permanent employee job in a bank or where, you know, finance would be the main role there. And I said, enough of contractor roles. I really want to go into something of permanent. So I kept trying for other different kind of banks. I had given the interview in Feb. And the interview went well. So it's about the current organization that I am into. So they said, everything is fine, but we won't be able to give you the role that you are seeking for. So I said, okay, I will take this role. I'll take this opportunity and I'll go forward. So I joined this organization. But then I was not getting that convincing thing into this organization. I was not at all happy with the work that I was doing because it was the same repetitive work. And I was like, no, this is not what I want to do. Then I started searching for jobs. I started searching from Feb itself, the job. And I applied to 2-3 banks. And I got a call after 3 months from one of the bank. I applied it in Feb, but I got a call after 3 months. And they said that you have your round scheduled. And I really prepared for that. When the interview happened, it didn't go that well. So I was like, I think I'm going to lose this opportunity because it didn't go as much as what I expected it to go. Then I said, okay, maybe, you know, something better would be in my way. I left that. I just forgot about that interview because I thought it didn't go well according to me. But then 3 weeks later, I get a call from the same bank saying that, you know, you have cleared the first round and you have your final round. And I was just thanking and praising God that knowing the fact that I knew myself that the interview didn't go well, but still, you know, he's so good that he knew that this would be for me. So he gave me a second chance and the final round happened. There also, it was almost good, but one of the questions which he asked me, I didn't give a proper answer and I thought it's going to now get again the same position where I'm going to lose this job. So I gave the round, everything happened. I just left it because I thought again I screwed it up. I won't end up in this organization. Then the next thing what happened again after 3 weeks, I don't know what is the duration, but again after 3 weeks, I get a call in from HR saying that you have cleared both the rounds and now this is the HR round. And I told the HR, just give me 2 minutes. And I started praising and thanking God at that time itself. I was like, just give me 2 minutes. I'll come back to you. And I just thank God for it. And after which I gave the HR round. He said, okay, everything is good. I'll send you the offer letter. I told him, okay, before sending the offer letter, I just want to give you an highlight that, you know, I am not of Indian nationality. I belong to some other nationality. So please do consider, because I had lost jobs like this due to of not being Indian nationality. So I told him before anything gets more complicated, I had given him a heads up. And he said, oh, if this is the case, I will get back to you. And I was like, I don't know what will happen. So, but then at that moment, what I did was I said, God, thank you so much that you have given me this opportunity. I mean, not knowing that this is not what I desire, but you still gave me such opportunities and I really thank you for it. Then what happened after again 3 weeks, he calls and he tells that, you know, the bank has approved that you can work with us. And we just need all your documents and everything. And 100 rupee stamp paper mein likh ke dena hai ki this, you're not of Indian nationality and so and so. And I gave him the entire document and everything. After submitting the documents, I kept calling him. I kept emailing him. I didn't get any response from him. So I said, I don't know now what is happening, you know. And I just completely lost hope. Then I started searching for another jobs in the meantime also. I gave interviews for other jobs also. Then I don't know what happened. It was this Tuesday that I get a offer letter from that company, a direct email from that company. And it's such an amazing offer that what I had asked for is more than what he's given me. I mean, I can't imagine that the amount that I had asked for is more than what he's given me. So I'm really, really blessed in this way. And I'm really, really thankful. I mean, it's just that, you know, we have to wait and we have to be in his presence. And, you know, in his timings, he makes everything beautiful. I've learned this truly, truly from this testimony of mine, you know, that patience is something which is also important in your life. And just keeping that minute faith in him, not knowing of what would happen in future, could lead me to something which is so amazing. I'm really, really so grateful. And I had that joy. And just after this, again, I'm just going to take 2 minutes. But after this, what happened? I got the offer letter. In the anxiety or in the rush, what I did is I signed the offer letter. It was a 48-page offer letter. I signed the offer letter. And I put the date of today, like whenever I was signing the, and it was written there, the date of joining would be of so-and-so. But I put it as today. And it was 11 o'clock when I signed the offer letter. And my mom reviewed the offer letter and she's like, Shine, you did a mistake here. You had to put the date of joining of, because you're serving a notice period. So you have to put 2 months after. And I was like, oh no, I did this mistake. Am I going to lose this job? It was 11 o'clock. I couldn't even contact the HR saying, you know, I've done such blunder. Is there any chance where I can get such opportunity again? I just dropped an email and I was waiting for the next day when it would be 10 o'clock in the morning when I would call the HR. And soon the day came. I called the HR. I said, I have done such mistake. I'm really sorry. Could you let me know how can I proceed ahead with this? So he said, it's okay, it's fine, no problem. I'll resend you the offer letter. And I'm really, really thankful to God because I've lost jobs just because of some silly mistakes. I remember those past where, you know, they asked me, where is your thumb, index finger? And at that time, you just don't have your senses. And that's where I lost jobs. So I was like, such minute mistakes could also cause me to lose the job. But God has been so good here, so good that he was so calm. He said, it's okay, it's fine. And I got the job. I really, really want to thank the church. I want to thank Colin for praying for me. God is really, really good. He knows the desire of your heart. And I just wanted to share this testimony.
Wow, wow, wow. You know, both testimonies, different spectrum, but just, you know, displaying God's faithfulness. In fact, you know, the next song that we are going to just sing to God is about raising a hallelujah, whether you're up in the mountaintop like Shine is, or it's in the middle of a storm, you know, that you sing and you sing. And what I really loved about Michelle's testimony, that it was not all, abortion, you know, I miscarried, what does it matter? No, she's saying, yeah, I asked the question, why? So it was honest, it was transparent. And I'm saying, and yet in the midst of that, I know that God is with me. You know, friends, I think the more vulnerable we are and the more honest we are in God's presence, we allow him to minister to us. So maybe you're going through valley, you're going through a storm, can you raise a hallelujah this morning? You know, it's not saying that, you're not saying, you know, I'm declaring there's a storm. No, you're saying, despite the storm, I am going to exalt the name of Jesus. Can we do that? So,
you know, Sam is the one who puts them together. So can we give Sam a big hand for that? Thank you, Sam. You know, wonderful job on that. All right. And we have special visitors this morning. We've got Chris and Pooja and Ayan with us. Ayan for the first time, of course. So Chris and Pooja, if you're there, we'd love to see you all and welcome you. And is there any chance of having a glimpse of Ayan? I don't know if he's asleep or not. Don't wake him up for our sake, but it's okay. You know, let's see. There he is. Let's spotlight him, somebody. Yeah, wonderful. Hey, Ayan, look at that. Yeah, let's welcome. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Great to see Chris, Pooja, and Ayan. Welcome.
Thank you, Colin.
We missed you. Good to see you all again. Hope you're well.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a testimony, actually. I'm so sorry to take your time, but...
No, go ahead.
Ayan is our little testimony. Chris and I prayed for this baby. We had did a fasting prayer last year, and we were blessed with a baby boy in May. And it's been such a pleasure. Each day, we thank God. We just can't thank God enough for this beautiful baby. Our lives have changed. You know, the way... Each time we go to the pediatrician now, and you know, when she says that he's growing well, he's doing well, he's creating his own patterns, it's such a miracle when you see little babies crying and not allowing their parents to sleep all night. We are blessed that we get enough sleep, and it's just been a joy. We want to thank all of you all for praying for us. The delivery was, if it was truly God's presence in the labor room. I don't think I would have been able to do that if God was not there with me. I kept praying every second. I just casually went in for my COVID test, and I had a silent labor. I had already dilated 5 centimeters, and you know, they had to induce me. But the moment I saw Ayan, the moment they gave me the baby in my hands, everything disappeared. Every pain disappeared. And I just want to thank God that we had, I think, almost 8th month, I was on bed rest. But the delivery went fine. The baby is doing fine. So thank you so much, Church, for praying for us, for always being there for us.
Wonderful. So happy to hear that, Chris and Pooja. And